What happened after the famine started in Egypt?
Well, Joey, Joseph suddenly became the most powerful man in the world because he controlled all the food. He was selling grain to the Egyptians and to the other nations, too. One day he looked up and saw 10 men coming for grain. They were his brothers who had sold him into slavery. Joseph's heart beat faster and faster. His brothers didn't recognize him. As they bowed before him, Joseph remembered his dreams. He decided not to let them know who he was. He would put them to a test. So he spoke to them in Egyptian through an interpreter.
You are spies. You came to find out where our country is weak.
No, no, Your Highness. We are all brothers. There were 12 of us, but one is dead, and the youngest is at home.
You are spies. Guards, put them in prison.
Joseph had a plan to test his brothers and to help them. After 3 days in prison, he let them out and spoke to them.
I am going to prove your story. Guards, bind Simeon and put him back in prison. If you men have told the truth, bring me your youngest brother. Then I will give Simeon back to you.
The brothers began to talk excitedly to one another in Hebrew, thinking Joseph did not understand them. They remembered what they had done when they sold Joseph into slavery. We are guilty. We saw the fright on our brother Joseph's face, but we would not hear his pleas for mercy.
I told you not to hurt him, but you wouldn't listen. Now we all are suffering for the bad things we did.
Then Joseph sent his brothers home with their money put away in the top of their grain sacks. One thing this story shows is that we can't forget the wrong things we do. But if we ask Jesus to forgive us for those wrong things, he will forgive and forget. Ask Jesus to come into your heart, and you will be cleansed. The psalm says, "Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me." Invite Jesus into your heart today, and he will give you everlasting life.